And I'd like to welcome to the Magic Morning Show, Dr. Jeffrey Kaufman, orthopedic surgeon over with the Alpine Clinic. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. We are playing your ads here. Your commercials are all about on Magic 104, and I've seen you in the paper a few times now. You guys, you're getting your name out there. You've been around for quite a long time. The largest orthopedic practice in northern New Hampshire, so I thought it'd be kind of fun to have you on the show and talk a little bit about what the clinic is all about. Give people a little insight, just in case they haven't stopped on by and visited you guys. So set us up what the Alpine is all about.
Sure. Glad to do that. We've just opened a new office in the Conway area, yeah, which we're extremely excited about. And I think what we pride ourselves on is that we've built a clinic full of subspecialists. So we're all orthopedic surgeons, but we purposefully have come together, each of us with our own subspecialties. So if you come and see us and you have a hand problem, you can see somebody who specializes in hand surgery. And if you have a sports injury, a ligament-type injury, then we have a couple of sports surgeons and on and on. We have one surgeon does total joints, another does spines. And so we think that really brings the best care to the community to have that kind of specialty.
Kind of a one-stop shop, no matter what the need that you have.
Exactly. So somebody comes in, they have an injury, they may be first seen by somebody who does a little bit of everything, but then it can be directed to somebody who really specializes in whatever their particular problem is. And especially in Conway, we're really excited just about the community here is just so active and so much sports going on. And so we have a bunch of sports specialists who we're hoping we can bring some good care to the community.
And that is year-round, too. I mean, we've got the skiing, of course, which is absolutely huge, and I'm sure you see a lot of skiers in your day. But then there's the hikers and the mountain bikers and all. So it is a really a year-round place.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And it's the only thing that changes for us is as the seasons change, the injuries unfortunately continue, but the type of injuries do change. So in ski season, we see a lot of knees, and then as summer comes and people are getting on their bikes, we see more wrist fractures and clavicles, things, mm-hmm, people falling off their bikes. And so we're prepared for that. We've been doing this for a while, so we're used to these different injuries.
And now what is your specialty, Dr. Kaufman?
Yeah, so I'm a sports medicine specialist, which means that my joints that I focus on are shoulder, knee, and elbow.
Okay.
As well as some ankle. And so I don't only treat injuries that occur in sports, but my surgery tends to be done with the scope, small incisions for injuries, ligament and tendon tears, and things that more active people tend to get.
And that is the most common that you see, clearly.
Yeah,
for sure. And that is it the skiers or the bikers? Where would you say, if you had to pick, if you had to choose your kind of most seen type of person? I mean, as you said, right here in the Valley, we're all active when we come to our sports.
Yeah, I think definitely when the chairlifts are running, that's the busiest time of year.
Yeah.
The business really goes up. Again, a lot of knees, but other injuries as well. Mm-hmm. So, definitely when the snow flies, we kind of put on our helmets and get ready for action.
And get ready to go, for sure. Is there anything that people can do, maybe some prevention for that type of thing? Obviously, you said you see a lot of knees. I'm sure shoulders. I know my cohort over there on the other station, Roy Prescott, had a shoulder surgery not too long ago. Any type of prevention that people can do, which is just stretching? What is that?
Yeah, we find that stretching, we don't recommend stretching as much as we used to. The focus now is more on getting yourself in shape and prepared for the activity you're going to do, and warming up slowly. So what we find is that the majority of injuries happen at the very beginning or the very end of an activity. The beginning, because the muscles aren't warm yet and just the nervous system isn't quite ready. At the end, because people get fatigued because maybe they haven't prepared and gotten in shape in the off season for the activities. So just starting slowly, warming up. And just knowing when you start feeling tired, that's usually a time to turn in and call it a day.
So it's knowing your body just a little bit and taking those signs.
And of course, if in the off season, if you're training, if you're getting both aerobically fit and doing some strength training, then you're going to be able to be out there for a longer time, more safely. So there's definitely preparation. But then at the time of the activity, you have to listen to your body for sure.
Yeah, exactly. And I would assume the same type of advice when it comes to people that maybe have pulled something or maybe they've done a little damage in the past and they're still feeling those pains. Kind of let time go by and now they're thinking, you know what, I probably should have gone and get that checked out. I'm sure you see patients like that all the time as
well. Yeah, so I mean, We all get bumps and bruises.
Sure.
And we never recommend, you know, for just some soreness, people come in right away. But if things aren't heading in the right, you know, if you're sore, but then it doesn't seem to be getting better, or it gets worse, or you have, you know, sharper pain, then that's probably the time to come and get evaluated. Because a lot of these, especially things like rotator cuff tears, ACL tears, if you catch them early, then the results of treatment and often surgery are just excellent. But we find that if people wait a long time and do more damage to the joint, sometimes it's harder to get them right back to where they were. So,
right.
So definitely, you know, give things a little bit of time. But if it's not heading in the right direction, then again, it's about listening to your body and make our job easier and let's evaluate it earlier.
Right.
Hopefully we can just give you a little therapy and maybe some advice. But if need be, then again, most of our surgeries are extremely successful.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, drop that that New England pride that some of us have. It's like, oh, just tough it out. Eventually we'll come back.
Exactly.
You guys should go see the Alpine Clinic. They are the experts, and they'll help you with all types of different, when it comes to different pains and everything, just to get a clear book of health right there and make sure everything is good to go. A bunch of locations, like you said. We've opened one right here in North Conway now, which is really cool. That's awesome. Also in Franconia, Plymouth, and Littleton, all over Northern New Hampshire, which is pretty nice.
Yep. We're there for you if you need us.
Excellent. It's thealpineclinic.com. Again, that's thealpineclinic.com. And if you're looking for the location here in North Conway, 2936 White Mountain Highway, it is right next to the Children's Museum. You can't miss it. And Dr. Coffin will be over there, well, is his staff. And again, if Dr. Coffin can't help you, there is somebody there that will. You guys just seem to have the jack of all trades. Everybody is involved.
Absolutely.
Very cool. Well, we appreciate you coming in, Dr. Coffin.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for taking the time this morning. And hopefully, you know, it's one of those things. It's like, hopefully we won't see you.
I agree.
But
I agree.
We know that we can go and see you if we need you.
Absolutely. We'll be there.
Excellent. TheAlpineClinic.com for more details. We'll be back. It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.